With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Months after legislators were unable to tie up loose ends after three special legislative sessions ended incomplete amid much political rancor, some lawmakers are already drafting bills for next year. Vancouver Representative Vicky Kraft of the 17th District is working on legislation after a retired farmer told her about a troubling conversation he had with his county assessor's office.
As a result of his farmland no longer being actively farmed, because he, at this point, was closing in on 80 years old, so he was no longer working his land, they were going to charge him in deferred taxes, which were part of the current use status that his ag land had been in. But since he was quote-unquote retired at this point and not working the land actively, the assessor's office was looking to collect those deferred taxes.
Kraft says farmers should be treated no differently than people in other occupations.
For all of us, there comes a time when we are not able to work, whether we're farmers or we're in manufacturing or whatever it is we do. And so essentially what this bill will do is help apply the same type of retirement criteria to farmers.
Kraft is concerned those large tax bills will force many retired farmers to sell their land. Listen tomorrow for more on Kraft's bill and how she wants to help retired farmers in Washington State.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.